Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday edition, look ahead edition, championship weekend in college football, and some big NFL matchups in the NFC North. Greg, tee it up.
All right, one of the best weekends of the year will start in a de facto opening round CFP game, Big 12 title game in Arlington, Arizona State, favored by 2.5 points against Iowa State. Jim,
I am not picking Matt Campbell in a big game. Will not do it. I think you can run on this Iowa State team. Scataboo, give me Arizona State.
I am going to pick Matt Campbell in a big game. And he has played in this game, coached in this game, not played in it. A little experience, I think, helps in that situation. These conference championship games can get very strange. And I like weather. I'm going to go with the Cyclones.
Okay. I like weather.
Yeah, I like weather. I'll go with the Cyclones as well. I am going to talk about Matt Campbell. I mean, we are approaching the Matt Campbell coaching search season. And this is just another reason why when he wins this game, he's going to be top of the list for whether it's the Bears, it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. There's so many different coaching jobs that he will be in the running for, and it all starts with a win on Saturday.
You know, I kind of like weather too, Tom. That's not my reason I was going to pick Iowa State, but I do like that they're the Cyclones. And my nickname used to be Hurricane Heather, so it kind of combines.
And can see that.
What? It's because whenever I walk into a room, I create a huge mess and then I just leave. That's where it comes from. Also, there's a song that I start singing.
Rocky what is like it? A hurricane?
No, Cyclone.
Oh, okay.
By Baby Bash. So let's
can
go.
Can we get a little piece of it?
No.
Oh, come on.
You cannot.
Can't offer that and not get some.
All right, John, I'm with you. Let's kickstart the Matt Campbell NFL coaching rumors. Cyclones.
Am I on an island with Arizona State?
You are.
With the devil.
Let's go to the ATL. Texas is a 2.5 point favorite taking on Georgia for the SEC championship. Gov.
All right. One of my sneaky bucket list items in my life is I just want to go to an SEC championship game. I think the environment late afternoon, Saturday, first Saturday, December. It's just one of those awesome environments in sports. And Georgia is playing there for I don't know how many times now. But they've got the experience. It's in Atlanta. I don't care that Texas beat them twice. I'm going dogs.
You know what? When I look at Texas and I look at the only mark on their record, it's a loss to Georgia. And it is one that sticks out. It's one that, hey, they want a chance to redo. They're going to get that chance to redo. And I don't care if it's in Atlanta. I don't care where this is. I think Texas is the more consistent team, and I think that they're going to come out there and just boat race the Bulldogs. Give me Texas.
I'm also going with Texas, going to stick with the Longhorns.
Yeah.
No particular reason.
I did hear that Bevo will not be welcome in Atlanta.
Is Uga going to make the game this time? He didn't in Texas.
Right.
Does he want any of that Bevo smoke?
That's right.
Why is Texas favored after losing by 2 scores in the first matchup? Vegas is incentivizing you to take Georgia. No, you don't. Texas.
Yes.
Costa.
Give me Texas. I'm with you.
Oh.
I can't trust
Georgia Island.
The dogs is a dog in Atlanta on an island. I'm getting my first island win this year.
I just can't trust them. Carson Beck has been erratic. Turnovers. They haven't run it consistently this year. This is not a vintage Georgia defense, and I do think Texas gets their revenge.
Gov, just with the kiss of death of his own pick.
Yeah. Right.
ACC title game in Charlotte. SMU favored by 2.5 points over the Clemson Tigers. John.
I look at some of the losses that Clemson had. The one that sticks out to me the most is that loss to Louisville. That one I can't make sense of. But losing to Georgia at the beginning of the season, kudos to both of those teams for scheduling that game. And then, you know, it was a tough loss against South Carolina. I think Clemson is, along with Oregon, one of the more improved teams that we've seen from week one to where we are now. I think Clemson finds a way to get the job done against SMU.
Heather.
I've never heard of SMU, so I'm going with Clemson.
That's fair enough.
They got the death penalty.
Yeah, they were killed at one point.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
If you were to come to my house, you would hear my son playing with his toy horses, making horse noises. So I'm going to go with him, and I'm going to take the Mustangs. Yee!
Jim. Whatever that was, the opposite of that. Give me Clemson.
Yeah.
I'm going Clemson as well here. This game's virtually impossible to pick because I still don't know if I trust SMU. But, you know, I can just sort of see this come Monday morning. Dabo somehow got the Tigers back to the playoff.
Well, and this if Clemson wins, that's really the one thing that stirs things up in the college football playoffs. So I want chaos.
Chaos. Big Ten title game in Indianapolis. Number one, Oregon, favored by 3.5 points over number three, the Pennsylvania State University. Heather.
Well, I'm going to choose Oregon.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
Yeah, quack, quack. Okay.
Penn State has a problem. With Ohio State and Michigan, those helmets aren't on the other side this time. The mental block is gone. Give me Penn State.
Oh, you're going with the Fighting James Franklins? Really? Wow.
We are a disappointment in every big game we ever play. There is no way I would take Big Game James. Yeah. Give me the Ducks.
I'm going Nittany Lions here. I think Oregon's been playing with fire a little bit late in the season, and Penn State's got a good defense.
Oregon is the most patient team I think I've seen in at least a decade in regards to it's just that slow water drip until you just can't take it anymore. They're willing to take the short pass. Dylan Gabriel is the patient quarterback. Dan Lanning has been patient with this team. I've talked about it all season, every single week. I mean, they start off with Idaho and nearly lose that game in week one. And now here they are in the Big Ten championship game, the number one team in the country. There's no way they lose this game. Give me Oregon.
All right, to the NFL. Falcons travel to the Vikings. Vikings favored by 5.5. It's the Kirk Cousins reunion with his old team. You like that? I'll take Captain Kirk and the Falconies. Jim.
Look, I'm trying to catch Heather. She's going to take Minnesota. I don't love Atlanta. I'll take 5.5 points. Give me ATL.
Yeah, I think this line's seems a little suspiciously high almost because the Falcons can score. I just think Kirk Cousins going back there and the fact that he's coming off that game, he is a guy that responds when he's down. I'm going to take the Falcons here, and I think they're going to win the game.
He's been down for 3 weeks. I mean, 6 interceptions in 3 weeks, no touchdown passes, no. I mean, against the Brian Flores defense.
Last week was rock bottom, though.
Oh,
I mean, it was.
You would think.
Yes.
I mean, but, okay, so even if he's a little bit better, I don't think he beats the Vikings. And I know the line is weird at 5.5, but I'm going to take Heather's people.
You don't know rock bottom until they start climbing up. Heather. Right.
Well, I've been sticking with my people this entire season, and they always seem to find a way to win, right? But they're not winning by a lot. It's close games.
You're gonna,
so I'm going to choose the Falcons.
Yeah, Jim!
Look at you!
Bears at the 49ers. Niners favored by 3.5 points in a game of teams that used to be threats, no longer are. Let's start with Jim.
I don't like Heather very much right now. I'm going to take the Bears on the fired coach bounce. I'm going to get 3.5. And the Niners, talk about rock bottom. They're beat up. They're battered. A lot of injuries. Also, a lot of really devastating stuff off the field, too, for some of their players. I like Chicago in this spot. Give me the Bears.
I think this line's way low. I love the 49ers here. I think the burial of the 49ers is still a little premature because of the division that they're in. They can still save face here if they can rally. And you might want to pick up, what do you say, Pedro Guerrero or whatever their running back is now?
Isaac Guerrero.
Yes, exactly. Pick him up because he might win you a fantasy game on Monday night.
Yeah, maybe they'll get Juan Soto too.
You do keep saying that, Gov.
I'm not ready to dispose of the Niners. I don't see them as a threat. I think they could be a fringe playoff team. There's a lot of work that they got to do. But the one thing that I know is, yeah, there's a lot of injuries. There's a lot of discussion about this just simply isn't their year. There's a lot of stuff going on off the field. But the one place where I always felt like I could put everything to the side and just be me was on the football field. And I think the Niners, they show up and they just find a way to be them and they beat the Bears.
Heather.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the 49ers as well. I just feel like, you know, the Bears fired their coach.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They suck.
I think about halftime, Thomas Jones might decide to resign and go actually be the 49ers backup running back.
Great minds think alike. Jim.
Yes!
New coach bounce. Give me the Bears.
You and me.
Jim Harbaugh's Los Angeles Chargers travel to Arrowhead, take on the Chiefs. Chiefs are favored by 3.5 points. Gov.
I think this is Jimmy H's little coming out party to the Chiefs in the division, and that they're going to make it a little tight for them. I love the Chargers in this game. I think they're playing great football. I think they're a threat to at least win one game in the playoffs. I'm going L.A.
I'm going to go L.A. as well, and I just think that they're going to play a disciplined brand of football. They're going to slow it down and just simply go to work. And the Chiefs have been playing with fire so much. Even if they win this game and they only win it by, you know, a field goal, Chargers still win. So I think they win outright, but I'm going to take the Chargers.
I'm going to take the Chiefs because I think they will win by more than 4 points.
I can't help it. I still love the dad coach, Chargers.
The khakis.
The khakis, Jim Harbaugh, they love running the football, and they've brought stability to Herbert. Problem is, Kansas City stuffs the run. And this isn't covering a touchdown or double digits. I think Mahomes and company get it done. Give me Kansas City.
Did you guys hear Harbaugh's comments yesterday?
No.
When he was asked about players being told that they are doing a good job and they're getting better, and you know the noise that comes in from the outside. And he says, you know what we need to do to that? We just need to kick them in the shin. And he's referring to family, friends, anybody that says it to him. Just go kick them in the shin. And then he said it again. And it kind of reminds, is this Harbaugh's kind of kneecap thing?
Nobody sees it like Harbaugh like that.
He is.
No.
I thought of you when I heard this audio. When I was driving in this morning, I heard this.
Yeah, kick them in the shin. Step on their toe.
Bite their kneecap.
Those are the picks. It's 97.1.